谢主，基督是我们的世界。
Jesus is all the world to me.
生命、喜乐、一切。
My life, my joy, my all.
我们一起来读哥林多前书第一章第十八节。
Let us together read 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 18.
因为十字架的道理，在那灭亡的人为愚拙，在我们得救的人却为神的大能。早间我们在这里和弟兄姐妹分享到软弱与大能。
This morning our topic is the weakness and power.
那这个软弱不是我们常常讲在肉体中的软弱。
And this weakness is not the weakness that we know of from our flesh.
有人讲说我喜欢发脾气，这是我的软弱。
A lot of people say that I have a bad temper, so my temper is my weakness.
这个软弱呢，也不是说很多时候弟兄姐妹说我最近很软弱。
So when that weakness is not when we describe ourselves as I am weak recently.
好像没有办法起来跟随主。
Maybe I don't feel like standing up and following Christ.
常常这种情况你问一问。
A lot of times if you ask deeper.
你最近读经的情形怎么样？
How are you recently on reading the Bible?
他说我偶尔读一读。
Then I'll say I read it once in a while.
难怪你会软弱啊。
Maybe that's why you're weak.
就好像你没有吃饭一样。
Just like you haven't eaten for a few days.
就没有力量了。
Then you get weak.
那我们今天要讲到的软弱。
So today the weakness that we talked about.
它和大能摆在一起。
And the power, they're together.
很多时候我们想说你要有能力你就不能软弱，对不对？
A lot of times if you want to be strong then you cannot be weak.
好像这两个应该是相对的。
Meaning that these two terms should be opposite.
我记得好多年前我还住在 North St. Gabriel,
I remember many years ago I still live in St. Gabriel.
那我有一个邻居一个朋友呢，他找我开始打网球。
And my friend, my neighbor, invited me to play tennis with him.
好，那我们就开始，我要以前没打过嘛，就到那个 San Marino 那个 high school 去。
So I never played tennis before, so we went to the San Marino High School.
一早上呢，他那里每一天都有蛮多的人在那里打。
And in the morning is usually pretty crowded.
那有一个中国的 club, 那有一个会长。
So there's a Chinese club, the president of that club.
他看到我们开始要学打网球。
And then he saw us wanting to learn how to play tennis.
他就说很好心啊，他就说我来教你们。
And he was a kind man and he said, let me teach you something.
这个球打起来很重的。
It is hard to swing like that.
很多人都会受伤的。
And then people get hurt sometimes.
所以你要怎么打呢？
So let me show you how to do.
我看他是挺有经验的。
And then he looks experienced.
他说你这个拍子要握紧啊。
And then he says, you have to grab onto the racket tightly.
这个要 lock 啊，这个什么这个90度还是怎么样。要 lock, 然后这样子才能打。
Your elbow has to be locked in 90 degrees. That's how you swing.
开始我就说好啊，那就抓得紧紧的，然后开始试着打。
So I follow his instructions.
我发现说这个球的力量怎么都打不出来啊。
And then I thought I don't feel any strength when I swing.
我看他们大部分都是这种打法。
But then I see other people doing about the same thing.
我想说那我做点改变吧。
So I thought maybe I would make some adjustment.
然后慢慢的你手是越来越松开的。
And then my hand start losing its grip.
你的手是很柔软的。
And then I become more not so rigid.
后来我慢慢发现说我身体需要非常的柔软啊。
And I realized that I should be actually pretty flexible.
然后那个球就力量很大。
And as I become more soft, the ball actually is swing harder.
后来这个会长有一天他看到我们在打。
Then the president came by and he saw us playing.
就他来问我说你是怎么打的。
And he asked, what are you doing?
弟兄姐妹，我们以为说你要有能力的话呢，你就好像要非常的用力气。
Brothers and sisters, a lot of time when we think of strength, we want to be rigid.
要非常的刚硬。
We have to be tough.
但是却打不出力量来。
But yet, you're without power.
却很容易受伤。
And easy to get hurt.
然后后来我打了很多年，从来没有什么这个网球肘的问题。
And then it's been many years, I never had tennis elbow.
早前我们要看见软弱与大能。
So this morning I want to talk to you about the weakness and strength.
我们讲到基督的软弱与大能。
We talk about the weakness and strength of Christ.
我们讲到保罗的软弱与大能。
The weakness and strength of Paul.
也要应用在我们的身上。
And how it could be applied to us.
圣徒的软弱与大能。
The weakness and strength of the same.
在诗篇第八篇。
In Psalm chapter 8.
Okay, 第二节讲到说你因敌人的缘故从婴孩和吃奶的口中建立了能力。
chapter 8, verse 2, from the mouth of infants and nursing babes you have established strength.
是仇敌和报仇的闭口无言。
To make the enemy and the revengeful cease.
诗篇第八篇我们称作是弥赛亚诗篇。
Psalm chapter 8 is the psalm of the Messiah.
所以在诗篇在主降生之前那么早之前呢，像这篇大卫就讲到主耶稣基督他的降生的情形。
So many, many, many years ago, before Christ was born, Prophet David already wrote this psalm to describe the birth of the Messiah.
他道成了肉身。
How the Word became flesh.
他站在人的地位上。
How he took on the position of a man.
他是那位全能的神。
How he is the Almighty God.
但是他这边特别讲到说，因敌人的缘故。
Says that here because of the foes,
那个敌人是充满了权柄能力的。
The enemies who is with a lot of strength.
主耶稣他是全能的神。
Yes, Jesus is the mighty God.
仇敌也不过是受造之物。
Even the enemy is just the creation.
他可以用他神的能力来击败仇敌的。
So he could have used the power of God to destroy the enemy.
但是这边讲一件事非常的稀奇。
But here, this describes a marvelous thing.
他说从婴孩和吃奶的口中。
He says from the lips of children and infants.
好像从吃奶和婴孩这样的一个软弱的地位上
meaning that even as weak and powerless as the children and infants
来面对仇敌
using their positions to face the enemy
他不用神的大能
so that means that he's not using the power of God
他站在人的地位上
because he took on the position of a man
他面对仇敌的时候
so when he faced the enemy
他所表现出来的
what he has revealed
像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地
like a lamb being tucked into a slaughterhouse
那样的默默无声
how he was without speech
人家会觉得说你是那位要来的王吗
when people ask aren't you the coming king
你是神的儿子吗
aren't you the son of God
你若是神的儿子你可以显一个神迹来救你啊
if you were the son of God why didn't you save yourself
你可以从上面下来啊
you could have come down from the cross
弟兄姐妹主耶稣他站在人的地位上
brothers and sisters Jesus took on a position of a man
吃奶和婴孩的口中
from the lips of children and infants
建立了能力
you have ordained strength and praise
使我们的主他能够吩咐风和海听他的命令
yes Jesus can even order the wind and the rain to stop
他可以行许多的神迹奇事
and he could have performed a lot of miracles
但他一直站在人的地位上
yes He is in a position of a man.
这边讲到说，因你敌人的缘故。
He says because of your enemies.
当他面对仇敌的时候。
When he was facing the enemy.
当他要完成神所有救赎工作的时候。
When he is there to complete the missions of God.
他站在人的地位上。
He was in the position of a man.
人看他何等的软弱。
When everyone sees him as weak.
人吐唾沫就吐在他的脸上。
When everyone despises and spits on him.
人咒骂他。
People curse on him.
鞭打他
when people whipped him.
这些鞭子就打在他的身上
when the whip hit his body.
主没有行一个神迹来救他的自己
The Lord did not perform a miracle to save himself.
是的刚刚讲到人取笑他你若是神的儿子你可以从十字架上面下来
Yes, people around him said, if you were the son of God, why didn't you come down from the cross?
主可以求父差遣十二营的天使
Yes, in fact, Jesus could have askedhis father to send down a host of angels to save him.
一个天使一个晚上曾经杀死了十八万五千人。
Just one angel can take 180,000 lives in one night.
但是主耶稣他甘愿孤孤单单的为我们受十架的苦难。
But instead of doing that, Jesus was alone taking on the punishment on the cross for us.
在哥林多前后书第十三章。
Second Corinthians chapter 13.
那第三节到第四节这边讲到说你们既然寻求基督在我里面说话的凭据我必不宽容
In verse 3 and 4 it says since you are demanding proof that Christ is speaking through me
因为基督在你们身上不是软弱的
He is not weak in dealing with you
但你们里面是有大能的
But he's powerful among you
第四节这边讲到说他因软弱 被钉在十字架上。
Verse 4 says, For to be sure, he was crucified in weakness.
却因神的大能仍然活着。Yet
he lived by God's power.
弟兄姐妹, 若不是保罗这么写,
Brothers and sisters, if Paul did not write it as so,
可能我们都不敢这么说,
maybe we wouldn't dare to say it like that.
基督怎么会因着软弱被钉十字架呢?
Why would Christ crucify in weakness?
所以我们讲说这个软弱不是我们通常认为所以常常讲到的软弱。
So that's why I started by saying the weakness that we're talking about is not how we usually use weakness.
这个软弱是他不用神的能力。
When we say this particular weakness, it just means that he is not using the strength of God.
这个软弱是他完全的放下他自己。
This weakness is when Christ gave himself up.
他甘愿为我们受苦。
He willingly took on our punishment.
他甘愿为我们受审判。
And he willingly took on our punishment.
仇敌好像巴山大力的公牛。
Now this enemy is like a strong bull.
用尽他所有的力量要把主耶稣钉死，要把他除掉。
Using all his strength, trying to kill Christ.
但是主在十字架上，他说成了。
But when Jesus on the cross said, "It is done."
是的，他在十字架上他死了。
On the cross, when he died.
仇敌以为他们得胜了。
When the enemies thought they won.
他们以为主耶稣是这么的软弱。
When they thought that that's just how weak Christ was.
他们把主耶稣打败了。
They thought they have overcame Christ.
他死了。
Because he died.
但是弟兄姐妹。
The brothers and sisters.
借着死他败坏了那掌死权的就是魔鬼。
It is through death that Jesus destroys the one who holds the power of death.
他进入阴间，但他从死里面复活了。
He went to Hades so that he can be resurrected.
因着神的大能，他仍然活着。
Through the power of God, he now lives forevermore.
基督的软弱和他的大能。
His weakness and his strength.
从吃奶和婴孩的口中
From the lips of infants and nursing babies
完全要赞美的话
To have established strength because of their praise
他建立了能力
He has now established strength
叫仇敌和报仇的是闭口无言
So that now the enemy and the revengeful cease
那天仇敌可能大大没有想到
That one day the enemy probably never fought
当他们正在欢呼在那里庆祝说神的儿子已经死了
It is at that time when they were celebrating that the Son of God died.
但是主耶稣基督他掳掠了仇敌所有掳掠人的能力
But that's exactly the moment where Jesus took away the power of the enemy.
他复活他升天掳掠了仇敌
Then been resurrected and now he has wrecked.
全得胜，大得胜。
And from that, he has overcome the enemy completely.
那一个极大的能力，
And that strength,
从他的软弱中彰显出来。
Started from his weakness.
他因着软弱被钉在十字架上。
For he was crucified in weakness.
却因着神的大能仍然活着。
Yet he lived by God's power.
我们感谢赞美主。
So we thank and praise the Lord.
我们要看保罗的。
Let us now see the weakness and strength of Paul.
我们一起来读一下《哥林多前书》第二章第二节和第三节。
Let's read together the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2, 2 to 3.
因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。 我在你们那里又软弱又惧怕又甚战惊。保罗到哥林多那个地方，
When Paul first arrived at the city of Corinth,
他讲到说定了主意在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。He
said among you, I know nothing except Jesus Christ and him crucified.
我们知道保罗他是非常有学问的。
We know that Paul was a scholar.
他是法律赛人中的法律赛人。
He is the Pharisees among all the Pharisees.
非常熟悉律法。
He knows the law very well.
他曾经在加玛列的门下严严的受教。
He was a student of Gamaliel.
加玛列是一个非常有名的一个教师。
And Gamaliel was a very famous rebel at that time.
所以保罗等于是一个 高材生中的高材生。
Meaning that, that Paul is the scholar among scholars.
他的意志又这么的强。
And he has a strong will, we know that.
那么的有能力。
And he has a lot of power.
所以我们看见照着人来看保罗他是非常强壮有能力有智慧的。
Meaning that, that when other people see him, he is in a power of strength.
他面对的不过是一些哥林多教会的弟兄姐妹。
And now all he is facing is just some new brothers and sisters at the church of Corinth.
很多可能就是他把福音传给他们的。
In fact, a lot of people believe because of him.
但他讲到说我在你们那里。
But he says that when I'm among you,
又软弱又惧怕又甚战惊。
To you in weakness and fear and with much trembling.
我不晓得我们读到这里有没有觉得很稀奇哈
？I don't know when you read that verse, would it shock you?
保罗，你会软弱吗
？Why would Paul be weak?
你会惧怕吗
？Why is Paul in fear?
我们看见他面对仇敌的时候，他连死亡都不惧怕。
We know that when he faces enemies, he's not even afraid of death.
但是在这里，他说他是又软弱又惧怕。
But here Paul says, I came to you in weakness and fear.
惧怕到一个地步，还又甚战惊啊。
To a point where he was trembling.
好像跟我们所想象的保罗是完全不一样的。
That is a very different image of who we thought he was.
第四节这边讲到说
，In verse four, it says,
我说的话讲的道。
He says, my message and my preaching.
不是用智慧委婉的言语。
Not with wise and persuasive words,
乃是用圣灵和大能的名证
but with a demonstration of the Spirit's power,
叫你们的信不在乎人的智慧，只在乎神的大能
so that your faith may not rest on men's wisdom, but on God's power.
弟兄姐妹，当保罗面对哥林多这班弟兄姐妹的时候
brothers and sisters, when Paul was facing the brothers and sisters in the church of Corinth,
他为什么是又软弱又惧怕又甚战惊呢
Why was he in a fear and with trembling?
因为他知道
Because he knew
福音是神的大能
that the gospel is the power of God.
但是他是一个传福音的人
and he is a preacher, a messenger,
所有他自己的知识、才干、本领
all of his knowledge, his skills, his knowledge and experience,
可能成了福音的拦阻
what they could really be is just a blockage of the gospel.
他来到他们的当中
so when he came among the brothers and sisters,
他说我不知道别的
he said that I know nothing else,
只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架
except Christ and him crucified.
他在哲学方面，在宗教的知识方面，他有各方面的才干，他能够辩赢他们的。
Even though in theology, in philosophy, he probably could use persuasive words to win any argument.
但他愿意放下这一切。
He's willing to give all that up.
哦，他生怕他用自己的力量。
And he is in fear. He did not want to use his own strength.
弟兄姐妹，他不只是传十字架。
Brothers and sisters, he is not just preaching the cross.
我们可以看见十字架的生命在他身上是那么的清楚。
But he is manifesting the life of the cross.
不是为自己而活。
He is not living for himself.
在每一件事上愿意把自己摆下来。
But in all things, he is willing to deny himself.
软弱。
In weakness.
那个软弱。
That weakness.
真的跟保罗其他时候显出的刚强。我们说这个软弱是能够显出一个大能的软弱。
This weakness, comparing to all of Paul's strength, it is through this weakness that Paul can diffuse God's power.
叫人家得着福音的时候
，so that when people receive the gospel,
不是在乎人的智慧
，they're not hearing man's word,
只在乎神的大能
，but on God's power.
神拣选那些卑微的
，God chooses the weak,
那些软弱的
，the ones that are weak.
叫那个强壮的羞愧
so that the strong ones can be ashamed.
弟兄姐妹，谁才能够得救呢？
Brothers and sisters, who can be saved?
当我们愿意承认我是一个罪人，
is the ones who are willing to confess that they are sinners.
我愿意来到主的面前，
the ones that are willing to come to Christ.
我是软弱的，
and confess that I am weak.
我没有办法靠自己来救自己的，
that I can never save myself.
兄弟们，我们才来到主面前，把我们的心打开。
Brothers and sisters, that's why we come to the Lord to open our heart.
我们接受他成为我们的救主，
to receive Him as our Savior.
当人在那里觉得说，你为什么说我是一个罪人？
When man says, "Why are you calling me a sinner?"
我又没有做什么不好的事情。
I haven't committed any crimes.
我不完全，但是我比别人还有很多点强过他们的。
Yes, I'm not perfect, but I'm way better than them.
你讲的智慧还不如我说的智慧道理清楚。
And whatever you're trying to say to me is not as wise as some of the words I can say.
我们遇到许多刚硬、许多自以为知道、自以为有的人。
We face a lot of people that think that they are strong. They think that they have strong.
福音很难传到他的里面。
And that's why the gospel is hard to penetrate to them.
除非圣灵在他们里面来动工。
Except if the Spirit works.
有人讲说，你找罪人到哪里去找？
But some people ask, where can you go find sinners?
到法院去。
Are you going to the court?
每一个人都在讲说 ，I'm not guilty， 我是没有罪的。
If you go to the court, everyone says they're not guilty.
那找罪人，你就到教会里面来找。
In fact, if you want to find sinners, just go to a church.
早上我们唱诗歌，哇，真的是，我是个罪人，蒙主恩。
This morning we just sing the song, "I'm only a sinner, saved by grace."
这是我们的身份。
That is my story.
但是下面一句说，荣耀要归于神。
Then it says, "To God be the glory."
我们感谢主。
So thanks to the Lord.
当我们愿意承认我是一个罪人的时候
，moment when you're willing to confess that you are just a sinner，
我们才有可能成为蒙恩的罪人。
Then you can be a blessed sinner。
当我们愿意放下我们自己的才干
，when you're willing to deny your own strength，
不靠着自己的方法
，when you're no longer relying on your way，
弟兄姐妹，我们才能够认识到说，是保罗为什么说他是软弱的。
Brothers and sisters, now we should understand why he called himself weak.
我们里面有没有一个渴望说，主，我们也巴不得像保罗一样。
Do you have the same desire to be like Paul? Let me be like Paul.
像主耶稣一样。
Let me be like Christ.
我们愿意放下我们的自己。
That I'm willing to deny myself.
我们对自己没有把握。
That I no longer have any assurance in my ability.
我们不愿意依靠自己的才干。
And I no longer relied on what I can do.
不是靠着人的聪明和智慧。
Not from men's wisdoms or strength.
每一次来到主的面前。
But every time when we come before the Lord.
我们求主恩待我们，怜悯我们。
To have mercy on us.
我们知道说，照着我们所该知道的，我们还是不知道。
Even though the things that we thought we knew, we never know.
当别人来问我们问题的时候
when some other people come and ask us questions,
是的，我们没有一点感觉说我比你懂得多少。
When we say, I don't think I know more than you.
我们在主里面能够有交通。
But in the Lord, we can have a fellowship.
但在很多的时候，弟兄姐妹。
A lot of times, brothers and sisters,
你传讲十架的信息
when you preach the message of the cross,
又软弱又惧怕又生战惊
that I am in weakness and in fear and in much trembling.
今天如果我传一个信息
today, give the message that I'm preaching,
我教你怎么样去把你自己内在的力量能够再怎么样的提升
that I want to teach you how to use your potential.
可能很多人他们会有兴趣的。
Then I think a lot of people would be interested.
如果我们讲一个信息
，But if I give a message,
你只要怎么样，你就得到怎么样的很多的世上的祝福。
If I tell you just to do these things, then you will be have a lot of blessings.
可能很多人会有兴趣的。
Then I think even more people would be interested.
但是什么是十架的信息呢
？But then what is the message of the cross?
你需要舍掉你的自己。
He says you have to deny yourself.
世界上人都觉得说，这个时代人都想要更多建立起自己来。
And the people of this world, they're doing the opposite. They want to establish themselves.
各种的能力需要能够栽培建立起来。
They want to train themselves so that they have even more skills and abilities.
但是保罗的信息是他说我不知道别的。
But Paul's message is simply, I don't know nothing else.
我只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
Only Christ and Him crucified.
今天只有基督的十字架。
Today, only the cross
能够来拯救我们
can save you.
弟兄姐妹，不只是救赎的十字架
brothers and sisters, not only the cross of salvation.
今天他让我们看见，我们活着不是自己在这里活。
But today he wants you to know that you're not living for yourself anymore.
愿不愿意舍掉你的自己
？Are you willing to deny who you are？
好像是软弱的。
Treat it like you're weak.
好像是一无所有的。
Treat it like you're nothing.
好像我们是没有什么办法的。
Just like you have no other way.
软弱到一个地步，又惧怕，又甚战惊啊。
Weak to a point where you're in fear and trembling.
但是我们在保罗的身上看见。
But through Paul.
那个福音是神的大能。
Through Paul, you can see that the gospel is the power of God.
要救一切相信的。
To save all who believe.
叫他们的信不在乎人的智慧。
So that their faith may not rest on man's wisdom.
保罗不愿意说我用我的智慧来说服你的。
Paul does not want to persuade you in his own words.
人相信因着神的大能。
That your faith may rest on God's power.
人被折服因为神的大能。
So that you are persuaded because of God's power.
哦、我们感谢主
Thanks to the Lord.
我们怕不得这个大能能够显出来
Don't you want to reveal that power yourself?
是从我们的软弱上面
To reveal that strength through your weakness
那这个软弱是我们愿意与主同站在十字架的地位上
This is the weakness that you have to take to be on the cross with Christ.
你愿意放下我们的自己
Are you willing to deny yourself?
让神他自己能够显出来
So that we can manifest God's power.
那我们在哥林多前书第一章第二十六、二十七节
First Corinthians chapter 1, 26, 27.
好不好我们一起来读一下
Together. For consider your calling, brethren.That there were not many wise according to the flesh,
有能力的不多，有尊贵的也不多。
Not many noble,
神却拣选了世上愚拙的，叫有智慧的羞愧；又拣选了世上软弱的，叫那强壮的羞愧。所以在你们当中呢，蒙召的按肉体有智慧的不多，有能力的不多。
That not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were influential.
有尊贵的也不多。
Not many were of noble birth.
但我们如果看一看哥林多的教会
，But if you look at the church of Corinth,
他们各样属灵的恩赐是非常丰富的。
The brothers and sisters are filled with spiritual gifts.
各样的这些不同的圣灵的恩赐哈，你看见在他们的当中，好像是那么的容易啊，几乎人人的身上可以彰显出来。
They're so filled with spiritual gifts that from any of the brothers and sisters, they viewed it easily.
照讲他们是非常丰富的。
And if you looked at it, they're prosperous.
是很有，应该很有能力的。
They should be very powerful.
应该要彰显神荣耀的。
Because they are the place to manifest God's glory.
但是保罗。在哥林多书信里面
in the book of Corinthians,
告诉他们说你们是属肉体的
Paul says that many of you were of the flesh
你们是婴孩的
A lot of you guys are just infants
不能吃干粮
You cannot eat solid food yet
只能喝奶的
You only can drink milk
这个奶呢是经过别人吸收了消化了然后呢你来领受
Milk that is from the nutrition of the mother who first have to digest the food.
那干粮呢是你第一手来领受的。
Now dry food you have to eat it firsthand.
弟兄姐妹，您这个奶呢，这个粮呢也是很重要的。
Brothers and sisters, yes, milk is nutritious.
我们需要爱慕灵奶。
And we need to love this spiritual milk.
所以很多时候别人读出来的亮光啊，那我们来吸收，这也是很重要的。
So sometimes other people eat of the food and then enlighten us through their learning. That's great.
我们读属灵的书籍，这也是很宝贵的。
When we read commentaries and other spiritual books, that's great.
但是我们不能永远停在这个阶段。
But yet you cannot stop at just eating that.
你不能说我打开圣经，哎呀，这我永远不会明白的，我还是找人家问问看吧。
You cannot say that every time I open the Bible, I can't understand it. Let's just ask someone else.
神叫我们有一个渴慕的心。
God wants you to have a heart of hunger.
如果我们带过孩子，你知道这个婴孩如果他这个一直吃奶，一直吃奶的话，你会很担心他的。
If you have a child, you would know if your baby stuck on just drinking milk, then you would be worried.
什么时候他可以慢慢的转换，慢慢的吃干粮啊
？When would this baby start eating solid food?
我们可以来到神的面前。
Yes, we can come before God.
我们求那赐人智慧和启示的灵。
And ask for the Spirit that reveals His wisdom.
我们求主让他的话在我们里面是开启的。
We could ask God so that His word in our heart opens up.
哥林多的教会，保罗写给他们说：“你们只能吃奶的，你还不能吃干粮的。”
The brother and sister in Corinth, Paul said that you guys only can drink milk, not even solid food.
你们是属肉体的，你们当中有这些分门结党的这些情况啊。
You are still of the flesh. You guys are in divisions because of different leaders.
哥林多教会有很多的问题。
And the church of Corinth has lots of issues.
但是我们如果是你读完了哥林多。 前书,
but if you finish the whole book of 1 Corinthians,
我们知道说基督是他们所有问题的答案,
then you know that all their issues can be solved by Christ.
基督是一切又在一切之内,
because Christ is in all and through all.
那神拣选世上软弱的，叫那强壮的羞愧。
So God has chosen the weak to shame the strong.
神拣选愚拙的，叫有智慧的羞愧。
And God has chosen the foolish things of the world to shame the wise.
谁觉得他是有智慧的？
Whoever thinks that they're wise.
其实他在神的眼中，他不是真的有智慧的。
In God's eyes, they're not that wise.
什么时候我们愿意伏在主面前，我们承认我们不过是愚拙的？
Whenever you're willing to submit yourself and think that you are foolish.
就是我们站在一个蒙恩的地位上。
Then you're in a blessed position.
主耶稣因着软弱被钉十字架。
Christ was crucified in weakness.
刚刚我们讲到，他却因神的大能，他仍然活着。
But we know that then he lives by the power of God.
哥林多后书13章第4节。
2 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 4.
讲到说，我们也是这样，同他软弱。
For to be sure, we are weak. He was crucified in weakness.
但因神向你们所显的大能，也必与他同活。
Yet he lives by God's power. Likewise, we are weak in him.
我们也是这样，同他软弱。
Yet by God, likewise, we are weak in him.
我们说感谢主。
So thanks to the Lord.
今天我们既然有这样的一个资格地位，我们能够和主。 一样的软弱,
Today, we get to be in the same positions of weakness with Christ.
主的软弱是他愿意放下他的自己。
Christ's weakness lies in his willing to deny himself and be crucified.
因为他愿意放下自己,
it is because he is willing to give up himself.
今天我们才有这个资格说我们也可以放下我们自己。
So that today we now gain the positions to also deny our own self.
因为有基督的十字架,
because of his cross,
今天我们才能够说我们有权利可以背起自己的十字架。
So that now we have a way and a right to bear to carry our own cross.
当我们认识这是一个极大的恩典。
When we see this grace,
是极大的祝福。
This great blessing,
在我们今天跟随主的路上。
On our way to following Christ,
的确有很多很多的机会。
Then there are many opportunities.
主带我们来认识,
that the Lord wants us to know more.
什么是软弱,
what is weakness?
什么是大能,
what is power?
他的能力在我们的软弱上能够彰显出来,
and how we can manifest His power through our weakness.
当我们面对仇敌那么大的力量在攻击的时候,
when we face this powerful enemy,
我们不是靠着 肉身不是靠着我们自己的力量。
We can never face him with our own flesh and with our own strength.
但是我们说，主的力量能力怎么出来的呢？
Then you ask, then how do I use God's power?
主说，在软弱上把他的能力能够彰显出来。
And the Lord said, through your weakness, his power will come through.
我相信弟兄姐妹在我们生活里面。 你都会有许多的经历。
I believe the brothers and sisters, you all have your own experience.
有一次我们在那个大庆有一个培训。
One time I was in Daqing for a training.
那次就有一个很特别的景象。
And that time there was a particular thing happened.
大部分聚会的弟兄姐妹呢，都年纪都还蛮轻的。
Usually during our meetings, lots of brothers and sisters are rather young.
他们找在一个有点像工厂的地方哈，然后呢是很长的蛮长的一条。
We would meet at a warehouse and it has a long corridor.
然后呢，八排的姊妹。
And then there will be eight rows of just sisters.
然后有一排呢是弟兄。
And then there will be one row filled with brothers.
我说这个比率有点太悬殊了一点吧。
And I said that this ratio is not equal.
那通常我们说姊妹恐怕比弟兄是多一点，这个还算一般好像都是这样的。
And usually there are some more sisters than brothers.
但是他们有八排呢，只有一排的弟兄。
But eight to one.
那后来呢，这个一问一下。
Then when I ask,
他说他们那个地方啊，都是姊妹当家的。
He said that in that particular community, the sisters call the shots.
姊妹都是非常强悍的。
All the sisters are rather strong.
但是呢
，Yet,
他们没有办法把福音传给他的弟兄。
Yet the sisters, though strong, can never preach the gospel to the brothers.
很多其他的方面，他能够做主的。
In many other things, they get to call the shots.
但是在福音上呢，却没有那个能力出来。
But in preaching the gospel, somehow they are powerless to preach the gospel to their husband.
后来我们大家有一些的交通。
Then later on, we had some fellowship.
不只是说圣经里面讲到说妻子要顺服丈夫啊等等的。
Not just through some Bible verses, things that the wife should submit to the husband.
更重要。需要摸着耶稣基督的生命。
But more particularly, how they can touch Jesus' life.
虽然当地可能他们的风俗呢，姊妹是当家的。
Even though at that culture, the sisters are the stronger ones.
但是你要把福音的能力显出来。
But if you want to review the gospel,
要把福音的能力彰显在你家里面。
If you want to manifest the power of gospel in your household,
你必须要放下你的自己。
And what you need to do is to deny yourself.
我们愿意。成为那个软弱的。
Are you willing to be the one who is weak?
然后神他能够使用我们。
So that you can be used by God.
让福音的大能从我们身上能够彰显出来。
So that the power of the gospel can be revealed through you.
感谢主，那一次后来这些姊妹们在主面前认罪悔改。
Thanks to the Lord, those sisters confessed before the Lord and they changed.
我们也求主祝福他们。
And we asked the Lord to bless them.
我们祷告，那整个的情况会有一些的翻转。
We prayed that the situation would change.
是的，软弱与大能。
Yes, weakness and power.
当我们读到主的软弱和主的大能。
When you looked at Christ's weakness and his power.
我们读到保罗的软弱。和他显出来的那个大能。
And you see the weakness of Paul and the power he reveals.
我相信今天我们来到主的面前。
Then I believe that when we come before the Lord today,
主恩待我们。
The Lord has grace on us.
叫我们愿意在主面前，我们说我们愿意成为一个软弱的人。
So that we have the will to be the weak one before the Lord.
那这个软弱是我愿意放下我的自己。
And this weakness just means you are willing to deny who you are.
在很多的事情上面。
In many situations.
也许就在那一刹那。
Maybe it's at that one split moment.
我们愿意让主有机会。
Are you willing to give God a chance?
从我们的身上能够显出来。
To reveal himself through your life.
很多环境呢，显出我们那个天然的生命。
A lot of situations reveals who you truly are.
上个礼拜五哈。
Last Friday.
我到那个美国银行去办点事情。
I went to the Bank of America to do a few things.
我去了大概早上十一点吧。
It's in the morning about 11 a.m.
那他那里有大概有七八个这个柜台的那个窗口。
And there are about 7 to 8 windows.
那只有一个窗口是有人的。
But only one window has a teller.
那只有那个窗口前面呢排了一排人。
So that outside of that one window there's a line.
那我就排在他的后面啦。
And then I went to the line.
哎呀，这些每一个办的都花了挺多时间的。
And then every one of them took a while.
大概二十多分钟啦。
It's now been 20 minutes.
然后呢，就最后终于我排到。前面第一个。
And finally, I got to the front of the line.
那边台的还有一个人在办事。
Then there's still someone at the window.
然后呢，有来了两个人，一个女的在前面，一个男的在后面，就另外他又排的到另外一个窗口的位置，但是窗口只有这个有人呐。
So then somehow, another two people start lining up in front of another window who has no teller.
然后呢，那有一个职员来，他跟我讲说。先生啊，你排错了，你应该是排到那边，这边是给这个做生意人的。
another, and then an employee came out and told me, he said, hey, you're in the wrong line, friend. And then I said to him that your customer service has already been bad enough. And in fact, how you treated me is not great.
正在这个时候呢，哎，前面那个人走了。
And then at that time, that person at the window has finished his business.
那我想下面不就该我了？
And then I said, now it should be my turn.
那他们这些职员都看得清楚，我们在那里排了大概快半个小时了，那里面是空空的，没有人的，对不对？现在刚刚来了人了。
And all the employees should have seen that I've been in line for now almost half an hour, but those two people just showed up somehow lying up over there.
就那个窗口的那个职员说。 你们哪一个先来的啊?
And then the teller asked who came first.
他还要问呢,
why would he ask that?
然后呢，在旁边那个女的后面那个男的说， 我前面这个女的是先来的。
And then all of a sudden those two people started speaking up and said, oh yeah, no, she's here first.
哎呀，弟兄姐妹，一下子那里面哈。 我说不生气呢, 这个是骗人的。
Brother and sister, if I tell you that I was not mad, I am lying.
但是呢，有好多话其实可以，还要有，无论是这个怎么讲哈。
There's a lot of words I could have said.
但后来就在那一刹那,
but it is at that moment.
停了大概不到一秒钟,
about a second.
兄姐妹, 这就是我们经常会遇到的, 你在那一刹那, 你就是让你里面的怒气就出来了呢?
Brothers and sisters, it is always at that one split second. Are you going to let your anger out?
讲理我是绝对有道理的。
If I started arguing with them, I would win.
要批评我有很多话可以批评他们的。
If I wanted to criticize, lots of words to say.
这个明明两个就是说谎。
Those two guys just lie.
你这些职员都看得到，你也不帮我讲话， 你们明明就是欺负人。
And all the employees have seen me there half an hour. They never spoke a thing.
不知道他是哪一种歧视哈， 不知道是种族呢， 还是对年老的歧视呢， 我不晓得。
Not sure if it's racist or they are Asian.
但是就在那一秒钟啊，
it is that one split second.
我觉得， 这个是主的恩典。
That I thought this is the grace of God.
就在一秒钟， 没有把他发出来。
Is that one second that I did not let my anger out?
然后那个女的说， 她先来的。
And the woman said, he came first.
哇， 感谢主。
Thanks to the Lord.
我不晓得再僵持下去， 会发生什么事情。
I don't know at that moment what would happen.
我们天然人永远是败坏的。
For our flesh is always corrupted.
但是主给我们机会。
But the Lord always gives us a chance.
当你愿意放下自己的时候，
When you're willing to deny yourself,
主有一个机会能够从我们的身上他能够来做事。
And now that God gives God a chance to show who He is.
我们说感谢主。
So thanks to the Lord.
我相信很多在家庭里面，
I believe that in a lot of families,
我们所学的功课，
the lessons we need to learn,
有很多人所受的创伤，
a lot of people that are hurt.
但是有一个点非常的重要，
but one important point,
昨日今日直到永远， 耶稣基督他是一样的， 他不改变的，
is that yesterday, today, and forevermore, Jesus is the same.
他是我们的主，
He is the Lord.
他负我们的责任，
and He will take on your responsibility.
他过去怎么医治，
how He healed before,
他今天仍然医治我们，
and that's how He heals you today.
最近我常常想到一件事情，
recently I've always think of this one thing.
那弟兄姐妹很多， 他们里面的确过去的事情， 过去的环境遭遇， 让他们受到了许多的痛苦。
Yes, maybe brothers and sisters has gone through some tough experience that have hurt them.
他们需要医治。
And they need healing.
那我也讲过很多次哈， 以前去看望一个老姊妹。
And I've said it many times that there was one time I went to visit an older sister.
那天那个老姊妹就讲到说有人说她， 让她非常的受伤。
And that day the older sister said that someone said those things and it really hurt me.
看不起她。
Someone despised her.
哇，她一边讲边流泪。
And then she started crying.
让你都觉得很同情她。
And then you felt bad for her.
那为什么？ 怎么有人可以这样子讲话呢？
Why would someone say such a thing against her?
安慰了半天，
so trying to comfort her for half a day,
就问她说， 老姊妹啊， 什么时候发生的？
Then later on I asked her, so when did this take place?
她说都30多年了。
And she said about 30 years ago.
真的30多年了。
And it's now been 30 some years.
但是我想今天如果你想想看， 也许真的有很多的事情， 很长的时间， 那个创伤还在你的里面。
And today if you think about it, maybe something that took place a long time ago that scarred you.
我经常去看我妈妈。
often visit my mom.
那他几乎每一次他都要讲到一件事情。
And every time she would say this one thing.
因为我有三个姐姐。
Because I have three sisters.
所以那个年代，他生了三个姐姐，三个女儿之后呢？
During that generation, after you gave birth to three sisters already,
环境是比较艰难的。
It is a tough time. It was a tough time.
曾经有人说话，就是有点在刺激她。
So some people said this to her.
你到了多少年过去了
？And it's now been so many years.
她总是最后，当然她讲感谢主，后来又有一个儿子。
She would always end that story with thanks the Lord that now I have a son.
但是你就知道说前面她受的那个刺激哈，别人的这种取笑。
Then you know that many years ago when someone said to her that.You don't have a son that hurt her is now been that many years.
就那个伤到现在还没好哎。
That scar still there.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们可能里面都有很多这一方面的捆绑。
Brothers and sisters, maybe you have this constraint as well.
你要不要得着释放呢
？Do you want to be released?
常常这些捆绑叫我们受痛苦。
It is often time all this boundary give you pain.
叫我们不能让神的大能能够显出来。
So that you cannot reveal God's power.
我们也看见很多时候弟兄姐妹他们渴望得着圣灵的医治啊，圣灵的安慰。
And how a lot of times we see brothers and sisters a longing for the touch of the Spirit, the healing of the Spirit.
可能每一次你说有没有人有伤痛啊，要来可以为你祷告的。
And then, when you ask, is someone who is in a situation that needs prayer?
那些有伤痛的，几乎每一次他都出来，我需要祷告。
Someone who is in sorrow and says that I need prayer.
啊，他得着一点安慰。
And then he maybe receives some comfort.
得着一点滋润。
A little bit of comfort.
好像好了一点。
A little better.
但是下一次呢？你说有没有谁有伤痛的？我们为你祷告，让圣灵充满你。
And the next time when you ask again, who needs prayer? Who needs the Spirit?
同一批人呢，他们又出来了。
The same group of people came out again.
弟兄姐妹，十架与圣灵，他们有不同的工作。
Brothers and sisters, tell you that the cross and the Spirit, they do different work.
是圣灵安慰医治。
The Spirit who comforts and heals.
但是圣灵更重要的，要把我们再往前面有更多的建造。
Brothers and sisters, what the Spirit really wants to do is take you forward to build you up.
其实我们借着十架。
So it is through the cross.
你那个老旧的人。
That your old self.
你那个受伤的己。
The one who was hurt.
我们已经与基督同钉十字架了。
You need to know that you have been crucified with Christ.
啊，当我们看见你说主，我愿意放下我的自己。
When you now know that when you're willing to deny who you are.
今天不是主不医治你。
It is not that the Lord doesn't want to heal you.
是我们常常不愿意放下自己。
But it's that you're not willing to let it go.
弟兄姐妹，主给我们一个何等大的祝福。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord has prepared for us this great blessing.
叫我们和他一同的一样的软弱。
So that we can be weak in Him.
那我们能够和他一样的，让神的大能能够彰显出来。
So that together with him we can reveal God's power.
我们把林后第十三章第四节一起最后再读一次。
Let us read together 2 Corinthians 13:4.
他因软弱被钉在十字架上，却因神的大能仍然活着。我们也是这样，同他软弱，但因神向你们所显的大能。也必与他同活。我们再唱诗歌428首。基督就是我的世界。
Jesus is all the world.
我们请弟兄为我们同去，我们就。